This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced plans to station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Putin said the move was a response to Britain's decision this past week to provide Ukraine with armor-piercing rounds containing depleted uranium. Speaking in an interview broadcast Saturday on Russian state television, Putin said Russia would maintain control over the tactical nuclear weapons stationed in Belarus. He said storage facilities would be completed by July 1st, but didn't say how many weapons they would hold. He argued that Russia was following the lead of the United States, which has tactical nuclear weapons based in Europe. Such weapons are intended for battlefield use, unlike more powerful, longer-range strategic nuclear weapons. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Honduras said on Saturday it was ending its decades-long diplomatic relations with Taiwan, bringing it closer to China as it expands its footprint in Central America. The Honduran Foreign Ministry said on Twitter that the government of Honduras recognizes the existence of just one China and that the government of China is the only legitimate government that represents all of China. Honduras was one of only 14 countries formally recognizing Taiwan, which China views as one of its own provinces. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant is calling for an immediate, though temporary, halt to the far-right-wing government's contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. His warning makes him the first ally of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition to break ranks. He said he's worried that the overhaul plans pose a threat to the country's security. The plan has sparked the largest protest movement in Israel's history. From Washington, this is VOA News. Syrian opposition activists say Iran-backed fighters are on alert in eastern Syria. This, a day after U.S. forces launched retaliatory airstrikes on sites in the war-torn country. The airstrikes came a day after a suspected Iranian-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded six other Americans. The situation was calm Saturday, however. The attack and the U.S. response threatened to upend recent efforts to de-escalate tensions across the wider Middle East. Pope Francis has updated a 2019 church law aimed at holding senior clergy accountable for covering up cases of sex abuse. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The pontiff also reaffirmed that vulnerable adults can also be victims of abuse when they're unable to consent. The 2019 law had temporary provisions which the Pope made permanent. He also expanded the law to cover lay Catholic leaders. The new provisions now also cover the leaders of Vatican-approved associations headed by lay leaders, not just clerics. The move is in response to many cases in which lay leaders have abused their authority to sexually exploit those under their care. I'm Karen Chamas.
Vice President Kamala Harris is traveling to Africa. The AP's Jackie Quinn has that story.
During her week-long trip, Vice President Kamala Harris will be working to deepen and reframe U.S. relationships in Africa. It's part of the administration's effort to counter China's growing influence around the world. In Africa, China has led huge infrastructure and telecommunications projects. But a National Security Council spokesman says China's interests in the region have been selfish, while the U.S. is trying to help Africa deal with a spate of challenges. The vice president's trip includes 3 nights in Ghana, 2 nights in Tanzania, and 1 in Zambia. There's a lot of anticipation about her trip, with Harris being the first person of color to serve as a U.S. vice president. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Nelson Piquet, a former Formula One champion, has been fined nearly $1 million for racist and homophobic remarks he made about Lewis Hamilton, the sport's only black driver. The remarks were made during a 2021 TV interview. U.S. President Joe Biden issued a disaster declaration early on Sunday for 4 Mississippi counties following powerful tornadoes that swept through on Friday, leveling buildings and killing at least 26 people, including one in neighboring Alabama. The declaration frees money to help people in the recovery process and includes both grants and loans. You're listening to VOA News. I'm Steve Karish.